anybody listening? Still there, Tom? KC4SKD.
Joe Larry, I was just multitasking, you might say. I was looking at some pictures Dave sent me of that Wild Aces place as well. They got quarter-size RC planes hanging from the ceiling. Looks like a nice place, downtown Greer.
Where's it now, downtown Greer?
Yes, sir. I don't have an address. I haven't looked it up yet. I was looking at these militarized weapons that they're using now. Iran's giving them to the Houthis and the Hamas, and they're putting fentanyl in them. God, that's pretty bad.
It is. I couldn't believe it myself, doing something like that. But anyway, I was going to ask you if you've ever been to Dayton, Ohio, to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Museum.
You better believe it. That is an awesome place, and Oshkosh is also awesome during the air show up there.
I've been to Oshkosh, but I've been to Wright-Patterson several times. I've got some relatives that live there, and they just live a few miles, and it's kind of an unwritten rule that every time we go, we have to go to Wright-Patterson.
This is N0TR. Yes, I even took some pictures on the base, which you're not supposed to do, but I didn't see the sign until after I'd already done it. But it didn't hurt anything. It was just for me. You know, of some of those wild-looking planes that are sitting outside, you know, the ones with the lasers built on them and that. But I think my favorite plane up there at Wright-Patterson was that B-70 Valkyrie. That is a monster, isn't it?
I've walked around and stood under several times. That is one more interesting airplane. The 6 GE engines across the back. Boy, that's something else.
SST of its time, and they developed it about the time that they were coming in with, we'll say, ICBMs and satellites, you know, and so they dropped it, but I think two of them crashed, but they only made a few of them, I think six or seven of them or something like that. One of them, the chase plane, crashed into it.
Interesting article about that crash, too. They show the pictures of the one of the guys that strayed too close to it and got caught into the wingtip vortex air current, and it was pulled over the top, and it sheared off the two verticals.
No, exactly how it happened. That's very similar to what happened to the P-3 Orion, the Chinese fighter jockey that like to show off. They do rolls over the top of the P-3s, and this was wasn't a P-3C. It was the Elint model, the electronic countermeasure model, and the P-8 Poseidon's replaced it now. I can't remember the designation on, but it's a P-3. And he got too close, and it sucked him into the intakes of those 4,600 horsepower turboprops and chewed him up. They got a statue to him over there now in China, and like he was some kind of a hero. And the pilot in that plane landed it on a Chai Kong Island, and that was about like the ship that they captured over there in North Korea at that time. And as far as losing top secret information, they lost a lot of it there.
Not familiar with that event. I'll have to look at that and read about that. Another interesting thing that comes to mind, if you want to read about this, is the Duga radar. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Spelled D-U-G-A, and it's the Soviet Union built to detect over-the-horizon missile launches. And you get a chance to look that up on the internet. It's absolutely one massive set of antennas.
The United States is Dew Line. That's DEW. And it was massive. I talked to a guy up there one night on Morse code, and he was, I forget, 39 miles from the North Pole or something like that. He was real close. I got a card from him, but that Dew Line was for the same purpose, detecting over the horizon.
I've read about that. I'll have to check that out, too. I like those kind of documentaries, and there's some YouTube videos about the Duga, the guys that go up there and explore it. And they said, talk about how many millions of watts it put out, and you could hear it all around the world. They nicknamed it the Russian Woodpecker.
Here's another one that I was trying to think about. My memory at 76 is not as good as it used to be. Was the ultra-low frequency, and there was a name for it. For hundreds of miles down the center of the United States. And it was VLF, that's what they called it, Victor Lima Fox. Very low frequency. And they would transmit very slowly the encode for communicating with submarines anywhere in the world, like the nuclear codes or whatever they needed to transmit, and it was called a VLF antenna. And I can't remember, it used the crust of the earth to transmit that signal. And I'm thinking it was down around 30 hertz or below that, Larry.
Yeah, before either. Yeah, that's something I'll have to look at when I get a chance. But one other story I'll tell you, then I'm about the house. I'm about to get back out of the car again. I sat in the back of airplanes, and his job was to let the antenna out after the airplane got in flight. And then right before it landed, he was to sit there and reel the antenna back in. Well, somebody didn't tell him that they were about to land, and he was sitting there looking out, and all of a sudden he started seeing treetops, so he had to hurry and get the antenna back in.
Well, I was an NS submarine warfare operator. I started out as an aviation electrician's mate, and I switched rates, and I was strictly flying, and I flew in a small carrier plane for a year and a half, and then I transferred to duty with my brother in the P-3 Orions, and that was my job, basically, was to detect and kill Russian submarines, you might say, which we never had to do, thank God. But I monitored the sauna buoys, and I also ran radar, electronic countermeasures, and magnetic anomaly detection. Because I was on a smaller carrier plane, I learned all of those things, and then I could apply them to the P-3 Orion. And it was very interesting, I'll tell you for sure, the technology.
Well, I've got the driveway in sight, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, Tom. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Enjoy the conversation. Take care, KC4SKD.
Okie doke, Larry. Pleasure's all mine. Have a good day, sir. This is NZTR Clear.